Grace, mercy, and peace to you, God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
How are you doing this morning?
Great.
All right, very good. Well, this is what we call Easter morning, so we're celebrating the rising of Jesus from the dead. And just like these women, we became prepared for today, right? So, but I have a question for you. I want you to think that you're going on a trip with some friends to a remote cabin that you own for a good time, and it might be remote, but it has everything you need inside of it, all that you need. It might be remote, but it does have electricity and all the games and everything that you might want. And as you're going along and you've got your group and there's three or four vehicles, it's a big, huge place. And everyone thinks that someone else has the key to the deadbolt. Who has the key? Do you have a key? A key that will open up that deadbolt so that everyone can get inside, and no one has a key, and they're like, oh, how are we going to get in? That deadbolt, that thing's really in there tight. And it's, no one has any tools or any of that stuff to get into it. Because the keys to the shed where those tools would be is inside the house that's locked in. So they get there and they're all worried about it. And they notice that the front door is open. Uh-oh. Someone got into the house and opened the door, and they go inside, and each person has a specific item that they are looking forward to, especially those who love NCAA basketball, either the women or the men. There's two giant screen TVs to watch the basketball games, one for the men's tournament, one for the women's tournament. And they go in, and other people are looking for something else. And everybody, what they want, notice, it's missing. Now, what would you think? What would the first thing you would think about this? Someone stole it. There was a robbery. Somebody broke in and stole it. Who stole it? Who took it away? Who got in and took? And where have they taken our stuff? Where do we need to start looking? What pawn shop should we hit first? And you would be upset. And then somebody tells you all of a sudden there's somebody there. And it's a police officer wearing a white robe. And he goes, what you're looking for is fine. It was taken somewhere. It's okay. You know, you don't have to fear. Just go tell everybody it's missing and that it will show up where they want it to. And now, I know I'm being a little far-fetched here, but this is what happened to the women that day. They're worried. They make all their plans. They got everything they need, everything ready, because they have their ointments to prepare the body of Jesus. After someone dies, they didn't have mortuaries and embalmers back then, so they were going to bring in and anoint his body themselves. And so they were all prepared. They thought of everything except for one thing. As they're getting close, uh-oh. Who's going to roll away their stone? And they get there. And they notice the stone has been rolled away. Now, this isn't a little tiny stone. It's a big, huge stone. And it's set into tracks. No, it's really would be tough and heavy. And these women, there's no way they could roll the stone away by themselves. If they were men, the same number of men, they couldn't roll the stone away by themselves. If there was a group of men and women, double what there was, they wouldn't be able to roll the stone away. It took many Roman soldiers to put it in place. So they can't roll it away, but boom, it's open. And they're worried. How did it get open? And they look inside. And all of a sudden, I'm sure that the emotions of the entire last 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now Sunday, especially Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it just flood over them as they realize Jesus is not there. Jesus is not there. And can you imagine if you pull up to your house and everything is gone? Imagine them. Their beloved Jesus is gone. Where is he? Who took him? Where did they put him? Where is Jesus? And they're just so upset and afraid, and just everything's just tearing them apart. And all of a sudden, there's a man dressed in a white robe sitting there and goes, "Who are you looking for? What are you looking for? Jesus, he's not here." Wait. Who are you, and why do you mean he's not here? We see that he's not here. If he was here, he'd be right there. But he's not there. Where is he? Who has taken him? Where have they put him? Tell us. He's been telling you that he was going to rise on the third day. And he has done so. We're not going to get too tired of this, I hope, today. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has risen just like he has said. And this, he has gone as he has said he would to meet his disciples. Now, you need to run and tell everyone. Run and tell everyone. And what would your reaction be? Kind of like your, pardon? Astonishment, trembling, astounded, scared, frightened, fear. Yes. Okay. We've heard this. Now we're supposed to go and tell everyone. So they went out. And they told everyone, they'll tell it on the mountain, right? No. They were too afraid, too fearful to tell everyone the great news that Jesus has risen just as he said he would. But guess what, brothers and sisters in Christ? First off, why did Jesus die? For us. Why? To forgive our sins. He died. He took all our sins upon himself. All our sins. Everyone who is here today. Everyone that is attending church at any church anywhere today. So, man, those people are at church today. They're very fortunate because their sins are forgiven. How about everybody else? Their sins are forgiven also. He suffered and died for all people who lived, who was living then, who will ever live. Your sins are forgiven. because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, brothers and sisters, we know that. We know that our sins are forgiven. And we have been asked to go and tell, make disciples of all nations. We haven't been asked. Jesus himself has commanded us to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere, to make disciples, which means followers of Jesus, to make believers, to let them know. We tell them, and then God works on them. But God can work on them without us even telling them. But we are asked to go and tell people. We are commanded to go and tell people that Jesus suffered and died and rose again for their forgiveness. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For Jesus didn't come here to condemn us. He came here to save us. Save all people. That's whom he came. So we are asked to go and tell everyone and not to get afraid and like, oh no, we just can't believe what happened. Are you going to tell anyone? No, they'll think I'm crazy. How about you? No, I just, you know, someone else can tell. No. I pray that the Holy Spirit moves us, that we don't be silent as we go out, and that we are able to tell others about Jesus Christ, how he has forgiven them as he forgave us. What wonderful news that is. And I get to say the A word again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. God bless each and every one of you.